By now, you too are probably wondering who will be this year's winner of the Billabong XXL Global Big Wave Award. It goes each year to the surfer who rides the tallest wave of the year. It's sort of the World Cup of extreme big wave surfing, but the cup is filled with $60,000. Bill Sharp is the creator of this competition, which has taken an interesting geopolitical twist this year. Mr. Sharp joins us from Newport Beach, California. First of all, who are the contenders for the 2003 Billabong XXL Global Big Wave Award?
There's five finalists in the mix right now. Fred Bass and Sebastian St. Jean from France, and then we have Noah Johnson, Makua Rothman, and Shane Horan, who all rode their waves in Maui, Hawaii.
Maui, Hawaii is the kind of place that we who have only a distant rudimentary grasp of surfing, we associate a place like that with surfing. But the first competitors, not from Maui, Hawaii, or California, for that matter.
Well, that's added a bit of a twist to the Billabong XXL event this year. Out of the blue, there was a giant swell just a matter of two or three weeks ago in the North Atlantic. And this time there was a group of Frenchmen standing by, and they went out and rode what are clearly some of the biggest waves ever challenged by a human being. So it's really kind of come out of left field. And then when you combine certain geopolitical tensions going on between the two camps, it's added a bit of controversy we really didn't expect.
Well, how big was this wave off the coast of France?
The waves on that day, and of course there were quite a few that were ridden that were quite large, but the two that were selected as finalists are, I mean, all the five finalist waves are well over 60 feet, and I think most of them are probably approaching or exceeding 70 feet on the face.
And isn't a wave a wave? I mean, if one is 70 feet and another one is 60 feet, wouldn't the 70-foot wave, whoever rode that, be the winner?
Well, this is meant to be an objective surfing competition. Most events, you know, require judges to sort of evaluate the style and taste, you know, of each sort of wave. But this one's meant to be the biggest wave wins. But still, it ultimately comes down to, you know, coming up with a measurement. And even though we know how tall a surfer is and how many times overhead, you know, that wave might be, it still comes down to the human element of being able to determine exactly, you know, where the bottom of the wave is. The French waves, by sort of universal agreement, are much softer, they're much slopier, and not nearly as dangerous or deadly as the Hawaiian waves, and therefore, you know...
You're saying they're riding, the Americans say they're riding sissy waves over there? Is what you're implying?
Well, that's not what I'm saying personally as the competition director, but that's what people are saying. If you're bored enough to sort of spend time on the bulletin boards and chat rooms of the world that touch on the sport of surfing, people are coming out and saying all sorts of uncomplimentary thing about the French waves and the way that the Frenchmen are going about riding them.
And when's the big announcement?
It'll be on the evening of April 18th, coming to everyone semi-live from the Grove Theater in Anaheim, California, with about 1,500 thrilled surfing fans standing by.
Okay, thanks for talking with us.
It's a pleasure to talk to you.
Bill Sharp, who is the creator of the Billabong XXL Global Big Wave Awards. He spoke to us from Newport Beach, California.